Welcome to the Zone of Purpose podcast, where the fucking bro culture takes a seat and we do business from your wise woman calling and your soul's magic.
Here we are, and I really want to talk to you about something that I think it's really important to talk about as business owners, or if you're ready to launch or build your own business. Now, I gotta say that I have seen many types of founders, and I don't mean just in business, I mean in my professional world too. And one thing I've recognized, no shade, is that sometimes they're afraid of losing control. Sometimes they're afraid of losing morale. And other times they're afraid of losing their position of authority. And it happens. It happens because for any of us who start something new, we have passion, right? We have experience, or we have this drive and this ambition to see it through. So that's what I wanted to talk about today is don't let your first offer, your first idea, your dream of what your business or entity should be, don't let that suffocate it. You know what I'm saying? So when we have these aha moments and we're building up whatever it is we're building, whether it's a, you know, organization, business, nonprofit, blah, 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 company, you call it whatever it is, you know, that you want to call it, okay? But you get my idea here is we need to be very aware as we go along in the weeks or the months or the years that we're not holding on to it so tight that it can't breathe, that it can't progress, that it can't change, okay? And so that's why I wanted to bring it up today, because one, I feel that's a little problematic, right? If something can't literally breathe in that way of allowing your ideas to shift to become something new or to become something better, that's problematic. That's why I continue to say we need to do business with soul and not just metrics and not just what we said we would do. Because if we always stuck with what we said we would do, holy shit, nothing would ever get done. Or sometimes it wouldn't become better. And that's something I've had to do over the years. And especially in the last, we'll say couple years, year and a half or so, really bringing things together in a whole new way. It took buddy systems. It took people holding me accountable and saying, well, Virginia, what about this? What about that? Okay. And so when we have that, when we have community, when we have accountability, I'm talking too fast, and we have people in our space and say, what if we think of this in a reframe? Okay, that's what we do in social work. In other spaces, we reframe shit a lot because we have to look at it from a different lens. So that's my proposal to you. Look at it through a new lens, whatever your original creation story or idea was, whatever your original vision and mission was. Or if you're about to build this out, don't hold on too tight where you can't adapt, okay? I feel like I'm repeating myself, but the too long, didn't read version is don't suffocate your business, okay? Don't stifle it. Don't root it so rigidly that it can't have flexibility, because that's what business is about. A lot of times we're just freaking flexible every damn week. So it's a little shorter today. I got shit to do. Not gonna lie to you. Speaking of doing these new things, I have shit to do. I'm gonna go back in. But if you have any questions at any point, I want you to say like hashtag #AskFSW, put a comment down there. I want to know, where's your soul, where's your heart? And if I can answer a question for you, I absolutely will. And if not, I might tag somebody else who can, okay, if I know them. So, all right, have a beautiful week ahead. Take care of you. There's a lot going on in the world. As usual, take care of you, take care of your dream, take care of your sustenance, and I'll chat with you soon.
Doing life and business with soul is where it's at. And if you want to get started, grab your Soul Seeds guide. It's under $40 and can be done in a weekend. And don't forget, my friend, it's time to align with your calling. However you do it, ditch the hustle and bring your soul's magic to life.